This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. This week, I'm proud to announce that we here at SNN have finally discovered the reasons behind one of the most frustrating aspects of listening to the news. I'm sure you know which one I mean. It's the thought that comes into all of your minds when you listen to yet another world leader make yet another idiotic statement or proclamation. We all sit there, jaws agape, wondering how on earth that person can't tell how stupid he or she sounds. I'm quite proud of this discovery, and I'm calling it the SNN Unified Theory of Political Behavior. Of course, if I called it the Superheated Unified Theory of Useless Powermongers, then we'd have a neat acronym like Shut Up. That would work too. Let me demonstrate how the Shut Up theory works. Our first example will be United States Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who, only in April, declared that Iraq was an absolutely unwinnable war.
The surge is not accomplishing anything. This war is lost.
Senator, now that you know for a fact that not only is the surge working, but the war in Iraq actually does seem winnable, why would you say such a thing before you even gave the surge a chance to work?
I'm an asshole,
But the senator is only the tip of the iceberg. All eyes this week will be on Annapolis, Maryland, where Condi Rice has been pushing the Israelis and the Palestinians to make peace, in spite of the fact that rockets are still falling on Sderot, the Palestinians refuse to recognize Israel as a Jewish state, and there are really no signs that the Palestinians either want to or are capable of making peace. And yet, Secretary Rice insists that the conference must go on. Madam Secretary, could you please explain to us why you want to hold this conference, knowing that the odds are it will fail utterly?
I'm an asshole.
And then we have our old pal Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who, as the sponsor of Hamas and Hezbollah, has them working overtime to bring on terror attacks that will derail the peace process, such as it is. Mad Mahmoud is known for his continued calls for the destruction of Israel, for his Holocaust denial, and for his threats against the West. I think our unified theory will help us understand why Mad Mahmoud says and does all those crazy things. Yeah, we already figured that one out. I have one for the junior senator from New York. Senator Clinton, why on earth do you think people are going to make you president when you and your husband led one of the most corrupt, ineffective presidencies of the modern era, with a Lincoln bedroom for sale to the highest bidder, your love affair with terrorist Yasser Arafat, and your attempts to turn America's healthcare into a clone of European socialism?
A-S-S-H-O-L-E, everybody, A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
I think you get the drift. Our shut-up thesis may need a little more examination, but I'm pretty sure you can apply it to everyone. Say, Jimmy Carter, do you have any idea how stupid your book Peace Not Apartheid makes you sound?
I'm an asshole, and I'm proud of it.
You know, I always expected as much. This is Meryl Urish, and that was On Second Thought.